You too, Dylan.
Is this how the podcast starts?
Well, usually we have like a countdown. And
yeah, what should we count down this time?
I don't know. Nick, why don't you count us down?
Okay.
Wait, four, that doesn't make sense because we haven't like introduced
three,
you.
One, two, what?
Oh, this is the worst.
This is... You're... Dylan, why don't you count us down?
I should have prepared something.
It's okay. You had all day.
Okay, so I was playing Civilization today. Civilization 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Oh, let's try a different name. Welcome to the St. Louis Shoes Podcast, a
why
podcast about the
name?
Winters.
No,
well, hold on. No, let me try out this name. Tell me what you think about this name. Tell me what you think about this name. Welcome to the St. Louis Shoes Podcast, a podcast about the Winters Coming Fantasy Hockey League with Alex and Dylan. I'm your host, Alex, a.k.a. Oh, what's my name? Also named Yellow Swag. And joining me on the other line is...
I'm Dylan, and I hate this intro.
And on the other line, for the first time, making his world premiere is YOLO Swag Swahili.
Hello, friends. Hello.
Did any of that like rap horn sound make it into the recording?
Barely.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, that's great. That was great. I think we've peaked. I think we should just end the episode there.
All right, it was great.
Thanks
having
for joining
Nick.
Us. Thanks
I
for having us, Nick.
That,
we'll see you guys later.
Great.
As always, this has been another episode. I'm kidding. it's been an interesting week in our league. Would you say?
Yeah.
Taking a look at week 16, it was a long week. It was a double week, as we like to say. Yeah, what's up?
Can you lean back off your mic? You're popping
sure.
a lot.
All right, sorry.
Maybe
I should really
the
get
a
pop a
little bit.
Actually, I quit pop a year ago, so.
The dad jokes continue.
Sorry, my mom came in again. Okay.
Should we start all over again?
Maybe.
No. What? So taking a look at our league here today. Last week was the double week. We had a couple interesting things that happened. Just a quick rundown. I lost to Philip on Forsbergers again.
Did you lose to him last time?
I don't know. I feel like I'm
losing
to
everyone.
Or
are you just including that this is another loss for you?
I lost it again, is what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Just another loss.
Just taking a look at our rosters. I mean, Stamkos did well, but I think what's really hurt me is that Braden Chen, who used to be my stud, is just...
He just stopped playing hockey, didn't he?
It's ever since the All-Star break.
Yeah, he was mad he didn't go, I guess.
Mm-hmm. He did go. but it's starting to look a little rocky. I don't think I'm going to be making the playoffs at this rate. I'm sitting in 11th. I'm about 30 points back of the Beasts of New Haven.
Dude, that's
and I'm only
really
halfway
fun.
Up to my 50 roster moves goal.
Well, you've got a lot of time to catch up. You've got what,
true.
Four, 3 weeks?
Yeah, perhaps we can swing a deal because there've been a couple trades in our league this week.
There has been.
Brent's behind whips Henrik and Morty 10-2, thanks running to his once again excellent goaltending. He had a week. He beat Greg, who put up a very good 9.30 save percentage, but of course. The duo of renamed Vasilevsky is 9.60.
That's just nuts.
Which is crazy. As somebody who has a little bit of trouble with the goaltending stats, how jealous are you of Nick's goalies?
I guess pretty jealous, you know. I went a few weeks there with no goalies because I thought that was a smart move. Obviously, shitty decision. But As I learned, having goalies is really important. So jealous for sure.
Right. And it doesn't help that Greg has six goalies, but
Greg had six goalies last week.
Which is very interesting. I think Luongo is starting to practice now. Reimer is back to practice now. I don't know who was in net for Florida those last couple of weeks, but
it's third time. String guy.
Yeah.
What's rough his times. Name? Henry Santorini or something like that.
What do you think his superstition is? Do you think he likes pucks off the mask too?
Yeah, I hope so.
Or do you think, because both of them went down with groin strains, do you think he, like, everybody in Florida is now required to stretch their groin, like, three times as much as they were before?
They're required to have their groin stretched by a professional.
Right. Nick, would you be the professional groin stretcher of the Florida Panthers?
I'm always open to new things.
Okay. Nick's always adventurous. Baby Scott Backlund beats up also Yolo Swag 9-4, thanks to the stellar performances of Riley Smith, who once again is leading the Vegas Knights to this crazy, crazy season. And the 15 minutes of Thomas Hertl's penalty minutes. Do you guys remember when Thomas Hertl was like the hot waiver wire pickup like 3 years ago in fantasy hockey?
Nope.
He absolutely really was gonna
generate discussion. Yeah,
and then he had like a hip injury last season or 2 seasons ago, and he just has never been the same.
Yeah, he was like a popular like second or third round pick like the year after his rookie year because he was this.
Yeah, and then he was injured for the entire second year. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, that's correct.
Somebody can fact check me on that.
He was a strong prospect until he got super injured there.
Yeah. I mean, also Yolo Swag has a pretty good team. I mean, if Greg still did hit his advanced stats, I think he'd find that...
Steve does the advanced stats.
I know, but he hasn't in a while. Steve's been really... I think
all the name changes has pissed him off.
Steve's been really silent. It's been worrying me, don't you think?
I mean, he checks in every once in a while. He checked in like a couple of days ago. I think... We're not maybe the most important thing in his life, which saddens me, but I've come to accept it.
But at one point,
a time. There was a time.
Yeah, there was a time.
Paul posted a stellar 0.5 goals against average and a 9.84 save percentage, thanks to the Carter Hutton and Darcy Kemper. Although he played 4 games total between the two of them, but it was four wins. He sat
two of the shutouts, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Such stellar goaltending. And Dylan, you'll be happy to know that Brandon Saad had a solid -1, 0 goals, 0 assists, and 6 shots on goal.
I'm glad that Saad has not turned it around, unlike some of my other dumb drops.
Ooh, we will be getting to those in just a minute, sir. I went to the next week. Let's see here. We'll skip the Brock Lobster Yolo Swags with Healy match for just this moment there. Seven Stains losing 3-9 to Steve himself, Beast of New Haven. Beast of New Haven riding some pretty solid performances. Actually, no one really sticks out. Looks like just normal stuff across the board here. We got a solid 11 penalty minutes from Tom Wilson, who's he's held on to this whole time.
He still has not gotten rid of Tom Wilson. Tom Wilson had tonight again, though. Tom Wilson had a goal in a fight. Like he just keeps doing it, though. So he wants, you know, he wants.
I definitely minutes. Steve looks like he's going to be making the playoffs, and I definitely think if that's the case, he should keep Derek Dorsett in his IR spot.
Does he still have Derek Dorsett in his IR?
No, he does not. I'm just saying he should.
Oh, he doesn't.
Yeah. But he's in a little bit of trouble because Trouba came back from his injury and he's still in his IR slot. So he's going to have to do some creative GMing to get that back in there.
I don't think Trouba's coming back.
No, he got... Oh, wait, what?
No,
oh,
Trouba just went on IR.
He just went on IR.
He's out 6 to 8 weeks.
Right. Oh, yeah, because we talked about what his injury might be last week.
Yeah.
I have really good memory. Tun Nasal winning 6-7 over, sorry, 7-6 over So-So Sillars. The mystery man himself, Mark, the one who only appears at Megan's birthday parties.
At midnight.
At midnight. once again, a pretty solid performance. None other than the Vegas Knights' own David Perron, with 2 goals and 6 assists and 13 shots on goal. Tarasenko, another 17 shots on goal as well. But nothing like Dustin Brown's 23 shots on goal. All these numbers seem really crazy, and then I think about it, I'm like, oh, wait,
it was over 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Yeah. That's okay. I forgot that So-So Silvers has Rick Nash, and I dropped him a while ago.
No, I have Rick Nash now.
Oh, right, because he traded for him. I keep forgetting. These stats I look at are for the matchup themselves, but... and then taking a look at the second last matchup, I'm Batman winning 7-5 over Megan. Pretty solid performance for a team that is currently out of the playoffs, but looking definitely sniffing at the 8th spot.
Sniffing. Sniffing the butts of playoffs.
And that brings us to you two. Which I mean, we can kind of take this a couple of different ways. So Nick.
Hi.
You're obviously a fantasy guru, master, I don't know, what's the term you prefer?
I'm a savant.
A fantasy savant. Correct. Do you have any tips for success?
Just go in with a lot of hatred for Dylan, and just build your team up to win against him.
Right.
That's all that mattered throughout this competition here, this league. Just beat Dylan. So that's all I got, guys. That's all I got. Feels good. You know, he gave me a few players without realizing it.
No, I totally realized it.
Tried to play it off like it wasn't a big deal, and I beat him. So
you look at it. Yeah.
And
Dylan, why don't you give us a rundown of what happened here?
Oh, I don't know. In the last couple of weeks, there I've made some questionable moves. I think, my tendency to try and ride the waiver has come back to finally kick me in the ass. I guess it was 3 weeks ago. I dropped Arvidsson because he was injured, and I thought that he was going to be out for a really long time. And he was also on a little bit of a cold streak. Turns out he missed 2 games, and. Nick was number one on the waiver wire and picked him up and got a shorthanded goal against me. 4 goals, 2 assists, +4. Yeah, it wasn't pretty. Yeah. And then
I've heard it's hard to score and get stats when you're injured.
It is, unless you get dropped and then 2 games later you get picked up and starts and just go off. And then... Right at the end of Kadri's 17-game pointless streak, I dropped Kadri. And in the last 2 weeks, 6 points from Kadri. 3 goals, 3 assists. Apparently, Babcock could be trusted. And when he put him on Marner's line, those two just decided to actually start playing hockey, which has not been very good for me.
Yeah. definitely Jimmy Howard's stellar 20.5 goals against average did not help you either.
Yes, Jimmy Howard, 3 goals on 9 shots in 1 period, and then he got pulled. So that was great.
do you have any tips?
Gibson too.
And Gibson.
Hey, Gibson did great.
Gibson had a really nice little couple wins there.
Gibson was great.
I think it helped me a bit when he was pulled one game, and then Miller went in for like 5 minutes and stacked my point total there.
He went no, that's not
Are
what
you
happened.
Looking at the
Gibson
same
got
way?
Injured
what?
Twice in 2 separate games.
Oh, he got
and
injured.
Miller went in.
Oh, okay, my bad. I wasn't like watching the games. I just saw that he was pulled.
No, he was
sorry.
Injured twice in 2 separate games, and Miller came in to finish 2 of those games. And well, one of them good. He got the win for. The other one, he let in 3 goals on
seven He didn't have to remind me of that shots. One. He hasn't been doing good this week, so thanks a lot. But I do have to thank you. You guys, you know, ridiculed me a lot on this podcast about my lack of moves and IR, and I used those tips to pick up a whole bunch of players. It was good. Thanks.
Yeah.
Did you listen to the specific episode where Greg said, just pick up anybody who I draw?
Probably, but that wasn't the goal. I had no idea that you had Arvidsson or Kadri before, to be honest.
All right.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Thanks a lot. It helped. And I've reaped those rewards now.
Nick, is there anything to be said that you have two former Canuck goalies on your roster? And Ryan Miller and Corey Schneider? Or is that...
It's unintentional. Schneider and Fleury were the best goalies during the draft when I picked. Miller was just picked up when both my goalies were injured earlier in the season. He was the best goalie available. No correlation.
Cool. Right on. So, Nick, you've kind of been the ridicule of our league and everything like that.
Yeah.
How do you deal with bullying?
I bully back, you know? I just make fun of... I just go in guns blazing, swear a lot, make jokes, hurt people's feelings. No, but it's okay. I can take a joke. I like taking jokes. I like making jokes. It's been pretty funny. I've been laughing every time I listen to these podcasts. You know, it's all honest. It's good, but glad to be here.
Yeah, Dylan and I don't shy away from anything. We definitely will.
Oh, I know. I've endured it for 6 years, you know, the time we've all known each other.
Right. In your day, you've been kind of known as a bit of a smack talker or a person who likes to call their people out.
That's correct, yeah.
Let's kind of start with your fantasy team. Is there anybody you want to call out and kind of tell them to, you know, pick it up and start doing your job?
Let's take a look here. Let's see. You know, I'm a little bit disappointed with Nylander, to be honest. I expected a little bit more from him. So that would probably be one. Just kidding. He's awesome.
I was going to say,
he's like, I'm totally kidding. No, to be honest, though, the person who's disappointed me the most has to be Milan Lucic. He has been so bad this season. I think Edmonton as a whole has been underperforming. Thankfully, McDavid's still doing pretty good. Right now I have three Edmonton Oilers on my team. I really hate it. I hate Edmonton. Right. But Patrick Maroon, you know, he was a good pickup. He's doing pretty good. Milan Lucic, he's been shit in the bed. I've been considering trading him, but he's probably worth nothing at this point in time.
Sorry, you said Patrick Maroon has been doing well. He had the last 2 weeks that you had him, he had 0 goals, 0 assists.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, compared to what I had before, he's been doing better than who I let go.
Did he have Dylan or myself on your...
So it's comparative to my situation, Fergie, not league-wide. We're just talking about my team
specifically. Patrick Maroon is barely better than if you put Dylan or myself on your fantasy roster.
I mean, like, I used to have, like, Jake Virtanen, some other people who really disappointed me. But Milan Lucic, we'll keep it there. If I could have it my way, I wouldn't have either of those two guys. They suck.
You should drop them. You should drop them both.
You can drop them, right?
Yeah. I know I can drop them, but there's no better available players that I've noticed in the past couple of weeks.
You have to start to separate them. The name from the fantasy asset.
I totally agree. Totally agree. I'm not going for name.
Fergie talked about this.
I did that. I did that when I originally drafted, and I moved away from it when I started rebuilding my team. So I understand.
Considering some of the players that you drafted were being sat.
No comment.
Brendan Gaunce is on a bit of a hot streak. Maybe you can pick him up.
It's horrible advice.
He gets at least a zone entry a game. Do we track zone entries?
Yeah, they're worth five.
Okay. Maybe in the relegation league.
I would have been killing it with Virtanen then. He's in the top 10 for zone entry.
Hey, I don't know if you read, Nick, I don't know if you read a little bit deeper into that. What you're referring to is the chart of controlled zone entries in the league.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know who it was on Twitter, like, posted a picture of, like, the players that are the best at controlling zone entries into the offensive zone. There were some interesting comments after that on Reddit. One of them was pointing out that players who are not dangerous tend to get allowed entry into the offensive zone.
Yeah, because they're just like, you won't do anything. Yeah, come on
so
in.
If you, I mean, and if you watch Virtanen, he skates like an absolute bull through the neutral zone, and as soon as he hits the blue line, he stops, pushes it up against the wall, and loses the puck. So,
I know.
But it was kind of interesting to see, like, the stat is like a very, it's telling of some things, but it doesn't tell like the whole story, right?
Right.
The only person I'm really impressed with on the Canucks with their zone entries is actually Louis Erickson. Like, I find he just knows where everyone is when he gets in on, like, when he gets
Thomas Vanek too, man.
Thomas Vanek is really good at that. Yeah,
that must be something that you just pick up over time, don't you think?
Vanek's like, he's got the three dimensional chess, or is it fifth dimension, five dimensional chess?
What do they play on Star Trek? It's 6D Parcheesi, I think.
6D Parcheesi. He's got the 6D Parcheesi brain.
Yeah. But kind of speaking about Edmonton, I mean, I guess people have kind of adopted this thing about, you know, tanking and trying to just accumulate as number one draft picks. And, you know, Edmonton did have really good success last year. They made it to the playoffs. Did they win a round or something like that?
They went to the second round, I believe.
They went to the second round. Yeah. But I really do think that there's something to be said, because, like, all these players were on teams that were designed to lose for so long, and then all of a sudden... Mm-hmm.
They're expected to win, right?
They're expected to win, and it's just like, how do you win?
I mean, and Chiarelli decided that... Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I feel like the Canucks don't have a roster that's designed like that, right?
To lose?
It's not designed to lose.
No, not really.
Yeah, like, we have solid veteran players that are supposed to score, and, you know, like, people like Erickson maybe haven't, you know, totally been great, but I think there's definitely something to it with our young players and how good they've been, like with Besser and Horvat. And
yeah, I think that's true. And I think like, having guys like the Sedins and having Vanek actually show Besser and Horvat how to be professional hockey players. I don't know if you remember when they were trading Taylor Hall, the whole argument was like, oh yeah, he's a great hockey player, but he's a shit person in the room, and like, he doesn't lead a... When McDavid came in, they were like, we wanted McDavid to lead the dressing room. We didn't want Hall to be the voice of the room. So that's why they got rid of him. But then you think back and you're like, well, if you had Hall and McDavid on the same line, they could probably get over their differences.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
McDavid is basically passing to two pieces of plywood and hoping that it goes in off of them, right?
I mean, that was the strategy was the Sedins for so long, but...
I mean, like, with that point, Dylan, though, if you look at, like, Evander Kane, his attitude issues have translated over to, like, Buffalo, where he's still a shit person, even though he's given a complete fresh chance. So I think sometimes you can't change the person. And it leads to shitty results.
Was that self-referential?
Wow, why you gotta bring that out, man? Why, trying to be nice actually, here?
It's actually funny that you bring this up, because, I like reading the news and stuff, and one of my favorite parts is the horoscope. And
that makes a lot of sense.
Nick, you're a Libra, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I just want to read out Libra's horoscope for the next month. There is no point complaining about other people's bad behavior, because it won't do any good. If certain individuals are proving too much hassle to deal with, then pack your bag and go someplace else. You don't have to stay where you are. Thoughts?
Are you like insinuating I should quit the league? Is that what we're getting at? Or
I mean, you did just get your first win, so you are kind of like peaking.
Go out on a high.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Right. Okay. No, I think it correlates a lot to like our relationship, Fergie, where like, you know, surface level, where like friends, we joke about, you know, watching movies, going out to golf.
All things we've done, by the way.
Like what, once? A year.
Two movies.
No, it's one, like, I think one golf trip. I think we're at like three or four movies.
Oh, three
actually.
Or four movies. Yeah.
Yeah. No brunch yet, though. That's...
No.
That's the
I like to point out that I proposed the last two brunch meetings, and then you've been it's like, fair. Oh, maybe. And then,
I mean, like, you also asked me to go once when I was like at work, and I'm like, dude, I'm working. I can't. So,
fair.
Well, that's your fault. If you wanted to go for brunch, you should have just left.
Good points, Good Dylan. Good points.
But I'm not a Libra, so I can't follow this. Yeah. But yeah. Keep in mind, Nick, this is the stars and the planets, so you can't deny this.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
We have some mailbag. Because we were talking a little about the Canucks and rookies, we have our first mailbag question over Twitter.
You mean YOLO bag?
YOLO bag, thank you. Yeah. Ryan Pratt at the Mexadian 24 asks us, Besser for Calder? Do goals count for more than points? Yes. Barzal has a better team around him.
Besser deserves to win. Goals are harder to get than assists.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I know that's a tough question. I've been thinking the same thing actually, just because I really don't know who's gonna win. I thought Besser was gonna carry it, but Barzal's come out of nowhere and he's a point machine.
Can I ask this as somebody? You go ahead, Dylan.
I think that like there's the whole thing that Besser plays in Vancouver, and the Calder is voted on by the Hockey Writers Association, is it not?
It is.
Yeah. So I feel like Besser at the All-Star game actually did more for his Calder consideration than anything that he's done in the regular season, to be honest.
That's like, the first time the East Coast writers point. Have seen him.
I mean, Barzal, if you look at like when he plays, he kind of like takes over shifts like all by himself. Yeah. But he's kind of like a wheeler and dealer, right? Like he walks around the entire zone and looks for slots, and he's super creative. But yeah. I don't know. There's something that like people just fantasize over, like a pure sniper. Like everyone loves a pure sniper, right?
It's true.
Like just being able to put the shot exactly where you want. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's the Ovechkin thing, right? It's like it doesn't matter. You give him time. You give him space. You don't give him time. You don't give him space. He still puts it where he wants.
Yeah. That's, I mean, okay. I mean, what do we think happens with Tavares now? Because they have this, you know, stud center. Do you think they keep Tavares?
Like, so does Tavares walk and they replace him with Barzal?
Yeah. Well, like the Islanders, can probably, you know, hand him a blank check, or do they go like, hey, it's okay if you leave, we have Barzal.
I don't know. I feel like you have to have a one and a two.
Yeah.
If you want to do any sort of winning.
Right.
Right. I don't know. I feel like I think they need to give Tavares whatever he wants. But I think I don't know, if I'm Tavares, I feel like the roses smell great in other cities. Is that a saying?
No.
I think that grass is greener on the other side or something.
There you go. That makes more sense.
The grass smells like roses in the other cities.
Okay.
No, sorry, Dylan. It's all roads lead to Rome.
Right. That's what I meant.
So he's going to be signing with the
Roman Empire.
Oh, with the Knights. Wait.
Oh, jeez. Knights confirmed.
Knights confirmed.
Were there Knights in Rome?
I was really hoping no one would pick up on that.
Well, it's gladiators. Yeah. Technically. It's
gladiator.
Just see it technically.
The helmet thing looks like a gladiator. Yeah, and
close enough. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I was going for.
All right.
Speaking of, you know, John Tavares, last Olympics in 2014, he messed his knee up sincerely, and that definitely kind of led to this downhill trend where all these owners were very much against players going to the Olympics. And now we're in a position where we have Gilbert Brulé representing Canada in Pyeongchang this year.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Mason Raymond.
And Mason Raymond and Lyndon Vay and all those
crazy
Canucks that have, and Vancouver athletes that have come.
That's insane.
Did Lyndon Fay get dropped by his KHL team? Or do you think they did that as a favor so he could go to the Olympics?
Oh, he got dropped.
I don't think
by
he
PHL
got dropped.
Team?
Wasn't he the leading scorer?
He was the leading scorer on the NBA.
Well, all I recall, I don't know the exact details, is that like either his contract was terminated or he left. Like I forget the exact terms, but I'm pretty sure it was stated in a negative way.
Well, do you think? Well, I've hearing this for the first time and not be able to corroborate this report. My guess is probably he thinks he'll be so good at this Olympic tournament, he'll get an NHL contract. And he did not have an NHL clause in his contract.
Huh.
What do you think?
That's a big jump. But I can believe it because it's Lin and Vey.
Yeah. His life is just, you know, something else.
Apparently, Desjardins to Lin and Vey, he's Dad Jardin. Desjardins?
What?
Was that a bad pun?
Are they related?
No, but I don't know. I've moving on.
But, I mean, that definitely begs the question. In the past 4 years since the playoffs, we've had people like, you know, Patrice Bergeron and people like, I guess that's really the only notable Canadian that's become noticeably better from the last Olympics. But there's definitely
what about
some...
Sidney Crosby?
No, Sidney... he was the golden boy.
But I think every Canadian has a very, you know, special connection with the Winter Olympics, with them winning the gold medal in Vancouver with that overtime goal and the famous Iggy.
Sidney Crosby, the golden goal!
Iggy!
Iggy!
And I think everybody remembers that. But what do we think about... who would be on the roster for Pyeongchang 2018 if the NHL was allowed to go? Perhaps we can discuss this with our line one.
Line one? Is that Nick? Is Nick two on line one?
No, hey guys, big fan. Great to have
first time, long
some time on the air.
Yeah. Sorry, with our forwards. So who would be on your first line?
Oh, I understand.
Oh, we're doing this by lines.
Okay.
So keep in mind, this would be like your scoring line, like your crunch time.
Yeah.
Forwards.
If I were to pick, I think what I would do is I'd get Sidney Crosby centering that line. You know, golden boy. He has to be on the top line. I'd have Steven Stamkos, I think, on his right wing.
Ooh.
And maybe Jamie Benn on the left.
Whoa.
Yeah, stack it up, centers.
They're all centers.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan, do you have anyone you...
I mean, I didn't put Crosby on my top line. But here's the thing.
Who's on your top line?
I designed my Canadian team as the pick great players and they'll play the right roles kind of thing. So
same.
I just have like... Same. Four line ones. They're all just line ones.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, obviously, like...
Line 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, and 1.4. But
same
on my
much.
First line, I do have McDavid, Stamkos, and Scheifele.
Oh. Okay.
So Stamkos on the right, Scheifele on the left, McDavid in the middle.
I mean, obviously, if it's a tie game, McDavid will be out there. But I kind of want to design my team around like creating mismatches. So I have McDavid on a different line.
All right.
But my line one center is definitely Sidney Crosby. He is an excellent, I mean, it's surprising he's never been in the conversation for a Selke trophy. Like that guy is an amazing defensive center. But
that's
also
true.
His offensive stats speak for themselves. I put Brad Marchand on his line.
Fuck that.
I'm hesitant.
Magoosh doesn't deserve to be in the Olympics. Okay. Like
he's so good though.
With who?
I don't care.
I mean,
who else?
Anyways, continue.
There is a chance that Brad Marchand would start, you know, the next Cold War through his play at the Olympics. But I mean, I think you have to bring him.
I'm really sad that we're missing the Brad Marchand goes to the demilitarized zone, right? Where he like goes to the North Korean guard.
He wear a big
like,
fake mustache. Yeah.
Did you guys see how
Logan Paul
he looked at the start of the All-Star game when they like hovered over him and he was like waving to the crowd? It was just ridiculous.
It must feel nice to play the villain, though, right? It must feel real good.
Oh, it's like it's awesome. Kessler likes it, so you know.
I don't know. I don't like Kessler.
Who else do you have on that line, Fergie?
Anyways,
and I'd put Logan Couture on his right wing.
Couture, I don't even. Wow,
he's not even on my team.
Not even on my team. No.
But I think Logan Couture plays that nice game along the wing where he'd work well with Sid because he's just like a really good kind of boards kind of guy. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
So they're gonna cycle and then put it to the net.
Yeah.
Some Sedinery, if you will.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Who do you guys have on your second line?
I have Crosby on my second line. I have Crosby playing with his hometown friend, Nathan MacKinnon.
Nice.
They work out together, right? So why can't they play together? They probably have played a lot of summer pickup with each other. And then on the left wing, I have Tavares.
Wow, okay.
Cool.
I've done Connor McDavid center, Claude Giroux as right wing, and Taylor Hall as left.
Cool.
Taylor Hall, hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I kept shit Taylor attitude, Hall, but some good skills, though.
I kept Taylor Hall out of the locker room. I didn't want his voice to be the one that leads the room, so he's not on my
team. Right, right, right. Makes sense. You should be a GM. I went with
like an all speed line. so I did Connor McDavid, obviously. Jonathan Drouin.
Okay.
and Taylor Hall.
Wait. Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, didn't you just have? No, that was Nick. Nick has Taylor Hall.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it would also create this really nice, like, if you wanted to do like a behind the scenes thing, it'd be really great because you create this really awkward thing where Taylor Hall and Connor McDavid are on the same team.
I think the line you created would just have like the worst chemistry. Like,
well, they're so fast. They'd be
two personalities on that line who I just can't see working together.
Who? McDavid?
No, Drouin and Hall.
But they're so fast.
But yeah, they could just.
They still need to talk.
Run away from their problems.
Still need to communicate.
I don't know. I
saw. Are they going to do the Mason Raymond and just skate up and down the ice really fast?
Okay, like, hold up. You're not comparing Drouin to Mason Raymond.
I'm not. I'm just making a joke.
That's an Olympian you're talking about, okay?
How dare you?
Did you guys see that clip of Jonathan Drouin, like, you know, lacrosse received this, like, cross-ice pass from some other Montreal defender, I think Jeff Petrie,
the other day.
Well, Jeff Petrie basically flips it over the width of the ice, and it's like at Durant's head. And he, instead of like batting it down so you'd get, you know, stoppage, he like cradles it and like places it on the ice. It was one of the crazy. Yeah.
Hey, Fergie. That's Fergie. Awesome.
What's
Fergie,
that?
If you ever open your messages app, you could send me a link to that video. It'd be great.
Okay, cool.
And also respond to the other text messages I sent you.
Okay, sounds good. let's go to our third line. What do you guys have for your third line?
So I put Ben and Sagan on this line, the Dallas connection. But I was having trouble putting somebody in the middle here, and I didn't really understand. Like, I didn't know. It's a throw-up for me. A throw-up? A toss-up.
Toss-up.
I want Getzlaf on this team, so I've put Getzlaf there. But in brackets, I put Taves, because I don't know if Taves makes this team, but Getzlaf is in my third line.
I'm right there with you, Dylan. Getzlaf and Taves are like my fourth line considerations for center. So,
who do you have on the wings?
Well, I'll do my third line, but third line would be John Tavares centering. Right wing would be Wayne Simmonds.
Nice. I like it.
And left wing, I think I'd do Tyler Seguin. I was thinking Jonathan Huberdeau. I don't know how to say his last name, but he might be a fourth line.
Huberdeau.
Okay, he'd be a fourth line consideration. But so I'd say Tyler Seguin, Tavares, and Simmonds.
Cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm putting Tavares on my third line, and I'm putting him between Ben and Seguin.
Ben and Sagan, third line lock.
That's good. Yeah. That's some good chemistry.
I think Tavares is his prodigal skill levels of passing and ice vision would work really well with what Ben is saying.
Ice vision.
Is he an X-Man?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it could
be. Fourth line.
I guess we'll do hockey player superpowers will be a different segment.
We'll do that next week.
We'll do that next week. Line four, who do you guys have?
I put Bergeron in the middle.
Nice.
But I mean, like I said, Bergeron could play up and down this line, right?
Yeah.
Bergeron in the middle. He's got Marchand on his wing and Giroux on the other wing. Claude Giroux.
Interesting line. It was kind of a toss-up for me, so like I said, Getzlaf or Toews. I also considered Matthew Barzal, but I thought a bigger body would be better on the fourth line in the shutdown role.
Barzal is American.
Oh, is he? Oh, shoot. Okay. Then that.
Oh, sorry. No, never mind. He's from Coquitlam.
No, he's from Coquitlam.
Yeah, he's from Coquitlam.
Rick Nash on the right wing. I know he hasn't had the best.
Rick Nash.
Yep.
I dropped him in a fantasy league.
Get that veteran presence, man. You gotta get veterans on that line. And John Herberduberdur, whatever the fuck his name is.
Like, in your top nine, you probably named six players who were on the 2010 team.
What are you talking about, man? I basically listed out the exact same thing that Dylan did, okay? Except he has Douche Magouche on his team. Whatever.
I have Douche Magouche on my team. That's
2-1. I think that's 2 douches to none.
So on my team, for my fourth liner, I'm going to make it so that we can't, like, lose a face-off.
Ah.
So okay. I put Toews and Couturier.
Couturier.
And then I'm going to put Brent Burns on that line.
What?
Putting him back on forward.
Room in your top six?
What are you doing?
It gives us the ultimate roster flexibility.
Oh my goodness.
No matter what, we can put him at forward, we can put him at defense. I think...
That's smart.
I'm surprised you didn't say PK Subban as a forward, but okay.
Well, Burns played, like, how many seasons did he play as a forward? In
like
Minnesota?
Eight.
It wasn't that many. I don't think it was that many.
Okay.
It's true.
But he was drafted as a forward, is what I'm saying.
No, he was drafted as a defenseman.
Round. Oh, wait, yeah. Well,
but he went to forward to play when he was in Minnesota, and then when he went back to, or when he went to San Jose, I'm pretty sure for his first season, he split the season.
Yeah, it was him and Bufflin were like the guys who had the eligibility rules of a winger. And
yeah, you don't see that too much in the last couple of seasons.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Anyways. Good choice. I like the ingenuity.
Mm-hmm. All right, defenseman. Who do we got?
So I first. Well, pairing. I guess I'll put down Burns and PK Subban as my number one. I'm beginning to think that maybe that's not the best balanced pairing, considering they're both just going to play forward the whole time. But do you want me to just go through all of them?
Yeah, no, list or six.
Okay, we'll do pairings because I put a lot of thought in my pairings.
I put no thought into pairings. So
you know what? I'm just going to list them all. Fergie, you can tell us about all your pairings, okay? So I did Burns and Subban. Then I had... So here's where I have a little bit of a... shrug emoji. Doughty, and I wanted to put Muzzin in there just because they play together.
I didn't catch that. Doughty and who?
Muzzin. Jake Muzzin.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I crossed him out and put in Keith just because I feel like Duncan Keith has played for Canada before, so he probably brings that veteran leadership, you know?
Yeah.
And then my last pairing is the Italian pairing, Petriangelo and Giordano.
Nice.
I wouldn't want to bring Giordano just because he like hits refs. So
that wasn't hesitant. Giordano.
You don't want an Giordano? International crisis.
That was Weidman.
Oh right. Oh shoot. This whole
time that was Weidman, man. Yeah. Yeah.
This whole time I thought it was Giordano.
Hitting the wrong guy.
No. Oops. No.
Right. I chose Drew Doughty, Brent Burns, Mark Edward Vlasic, PK Subban, Alex Petriangelo, and Aaron Ekblad.
Aaron Ekblad.
Thought it'd be good to bring a young guy who can score. He has a lot of goals. Think it'd be good for some D. Nice.
I don't understand the Pickles. Why'd you take Pickles?
I chose him because he's just, you know, he's a stable defenseman. You know, he does his job. Good guy. He can score a few goals.
I think he's reliable. Because he was on the team in 2010?
No, that's not why. Because he's on my fantasy team, dude. Jeez, come on. I've always been a fan of him. Low key. Vlasic Pickle. Great guy.
If he's good enough for Yolo Swag Suhili, he's good enough for the Canadian national team.
Nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So for my defensive pairings, first pairing would be PK Subban and Shea Weber.
Smart.
Just so the Montreal Canadian fans can be like, who, which one of these is better? I don't know.
You think they would talk about the trade while they're on the ice?
That's 100% what would happen. Yeah. It's
that's
great.
Totally so a Fergie move. Having, King gossip.
Having PK and Shea Weber with that line with Hall, McDavid, and Drouin would be the most hilarious thing I've ever seen.
You've just created the gossip gang.
It's the best. This is what I meant to do. My second pairing would be Drew Doughty and Jake Muzzin. Like, I think thinking back to the 2010 team where we had Keith and Seabrook together,
they're the new and Keith how and well Seabrook. That worked. Yeah,
they're my new Keith and Seabrook. And then my third pairing would be Duncan Keith and Pietrangelo.
I thought you were going to say Seabrook.
No. It's crazy he's a healthy scratch now, right?
Well, that's what happens when you're no longer good and like you have better options on your team.
He has like 4 or 5 more years at $6 million.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll develop a weird allergic reaction to his equipment soon.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
That's just a shot that they can get now, I think.
The allergy shot?
No, it's the cap hit be gone.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just an injection that they get and all their cap hits go away.
Yeah. Who do you guys have for goalies?
So I think that I made some really good choices here. Okay. Holtby as nice. The starter.
Okay.
But ultimately he'll probably fail in, you know, one of the games that round actually two? Matters. Yeah. Hopefully in the round robin, like we'll understand that he can't play under pressure in the round robin. So then as backups, I put Fleury and Smith just because I want to see entertaining goaltending. That's the only reason. Carey Price is too conservative, so I kicked him out.
I guess I can see the Fleury and Smith, although everybody has nightmares of Fleury in Canada, like in the international stage, just banking it off of the other team.
Yeah, that everyone remembers the clip of his face in the goal net or the net cam.
Yeah.
And he's just lying life. There. And everyone's celebrating life? Behind him.
And then Hello Darkness, my old friend, comes in on the background. How about you, Nick? What do you have for your goalies?
I have Carey Price and Holtby as well. I would probably start Price though over Holtby because he's Canada's goalie with Montreal there, so I know he hasn't had a good season per se this year, but I'd start him.
I guess you put a decent defense in front of him, and he's probably pretty good.
Yeah, and I think if he's playing for the Olympics, I think, you know, his mindset might be in a different place than where it is now in Montreal. So I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't put Luongo in.
Well, if he wasn't injured with that groin injury, you know, I have to give him a massage or something before he goes in, right?
Yeah, you are the personal groin stretcher.
Well,
of the Florida
Panthers. Yeah, that's what we determined. Yeah. So,
hey,
yeah.
This is your team. You can do whatever you want with those players.
No, I'm trying to make a team that wins. Okay, I learned, Dylan. I learned this isn't September. Whenever we drafted our team, okay.
Yeah. As for me, I would have. I want to make sure Matt Murray's in there.
Matt Murray.
Wow.
What if we have to play the Americans in the gold medal game?
How lucky can they be? I might have him as a third string or something, just thinking about the future in this alternative timeline.
Give him the experience.
Yeah, I think that it's done wonders for some goaltenders. I would also, I mean, I would put Carey Price in. I would put him on a bit of a shorter leash. I do think Montreal's problems don't start with Carey Price. Like, I think there's a billion other things that have been going wrong with that team.
Yeah.
So I would trust Carey Price over Braden Holtby, mostly because Holtby would probably let in 8 goals in the semifinals.
No, it would only be 3 goals, and they would happen in 3 minutes in the first period.
Right, and then it'd be weird, replaced. Like, Sidney Crosby would become a third liner for some reason, and then...
I don't like this dimension.
All right. How about any other teams that look interesting, Dylan?
I did the American team, because I feel like if the Olympics were NHL stacked this year, the Americans are dangerous. Yeah. And I feel like they have like a, I don't know, this was one of those years where it's like, if any, this would have been the year that they could compete. And the only reason I say that is because like every year that they've tried to, or that they've, you know, been in contention, even in 2010, they were trying to build teams to beat the Canadians. Like, that's what they were doing. Right.
Right.
So they would like build lines specifically to play up against the Canadians. And I think this line, or like this version of the American team, like they can just be a great team. Like, they're not trying to create an anti-Canadian team.
Yeah.
They can just be good. So do you want me to just go through the whole lineup?
Yeah, you can do it.
Okay. So first line, and I don't know, this might, again, there might be some shuffling here. Goudreau, Matthews, and Kessel.
Dang.
Okay.
That's drool worthy.
Why wouldn't you have Patrick Kane on the first line?
I think Kessel is more dangerous. And you need balance, right?
True.
My second line is Anders Lee, Eichel, and Kane.
Anders Lee?
Okay. Anders Lee. Okay.
Yeah, he's American.
No, I was more wondering who that was.
He plays for the Islanders. Yes, no.
Yes, he does.
Anybody?
He does play for the Islanders.
Okay,
I don't know.
Dylan, as a host of a fantasy hockey podcast, I know every player in the NHL. Okay.
Their third line is, well, okay. So this is where things get a little bit tricky. After Eichel and Matthews, they don't have a lot of center depth. After that, it's back to Pavelski, who's kind of been like their go-to center on the Olympic teams for the last 8 years. He's centering TJ Oshie and Blake Wheeler. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Just in case it goes to a shootout.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have Brock Besser on the third line?
No, so Besser's on my fourth line with Pacioretty and Trocheck. And the reason I put him there is because I think he would be like a really good Sam Gagne of last year role, you know, where he's on the fourth line, but literally just plays only power plays and just sets up shop. You know, he plays, what, 12 minutes a game, 10 of those are on the power play, right?
I think you'd have to put Ryan Kessler on there, or at least even as an alternate, just because...
I think he'd make a good fourth line center, but...
Yeah,
I guess so. I think he would probably be better than Trocheck as a fourth line center. You're probably right.
Okay.
But honestly, I just don't want to, even in this fantasy world, I don't want him to have a chance to win gold. Like, I just don't want that to happen.
Right.
As a true Kessler fan, I would love if he won gold.
Oh, God.
You're still a Kessler fan?
Oh, for sure. Why not?
That's the most Nick thing I've ever heard. All right.
Kessler jersey, Kessler photo framed, you know.
RK17, like the nude one?
I don't want to get in the details, but you can come
it's
over.
It's a special edition. You should, right behind the rock, it's Nick with his head just like
I photoshopped myself into it to make it more personal.
Who are your defensemen?
So I've got Carlson and Gostisbehere as my first pairing, Suter and Gardner, and then McAvoy and Fowler. And then my alternate I put down as Byfuglien. But I think Byfuglien makes that. I don't know. I didn't put Seth Jones in there. Because I feel like this...
Werenski? Wow. When'd you put Werenski and Jones?
Werenski's a second year. And I don't know. They've got better... I don't know. Maybe Glasses Bear is a bad choice. Maybe I like Seth Bieri, Jones is probably he's better.
On a fantasy team.
I'm going to cross out Glasses
Bear. Seth Jones is definitely Jones. Better than Gospieri. I will.
And then in net, they're pretty solid. Hellebuck, Quick, yeah. and Schneider.
Yeah. Who's starting?
Yeah.
I'd say I'd start Schneider.
Yeah.
Schneider over Quick. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think
Quick
Schneider
too many
is...
injuries. I think.
Yeah, that's fair. No, well, Schneider. You know, Schneider. If he has a good right team now. In front of him, I think he'd be solid. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's one of those goalies that just like plays very tight. You know what I mean? And when he's on, he's on. Yeah. I don't know if I'd trust Hellebuck with it though.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of goalies, I'd be very scared of the Russian team if they were to go.
Right.
Because I think if Vasilevsky's in.
Right. That's nuts.
And he plays like he is. I mean, their defense, I'm just looking at a proposed lineup on ESPN.com of what the Russian team would look like. And, you know, between the Tampa Bay wunderkinds of Kucherov and Nemestikov, and you got Malkin, you'd have the return of Datsyuk and Kovalchuk.
Like, that's nuts. Yeah.
You'd have scoring and, like... Yeah, your defensemen kind of suck, but like,
yeah,
this Olympics, if there was NHL players, would be one of the most entertaining tournaments. Yeah. These teams are all stacked.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, let's just take a quick look at the actual Olympic rosters for Canada. Who do you think stands to earn an NHL contract from their?
Well, Lyndon Vey, right?
Well, I mean, that was just like a, you know, a fan theory, if you will.
Hey, I already said
so
in our chat.
Are you a fan?
I'm going to put this out to the world. If Canada wins gold, I will buy a Lyndon Vey Canada jersey.
You have to stay by that, by those words. You have to do that.
Honestly, if Canada wins gold, I would happily buy a Canadian Lyndon Vey jersey.
Oh, my God.
Happily, they're underdogs this year, man.
I know, but I hate Lyndon Vey.
Wait, who are
bad.
The betting favorites for the
okay,
Olympics?
Okay, Lyndon Vey or Mason Raymond?
I would feel better for you if you did Mason Raymond, but I would laugh more if you did Lyndon Vey.
So on the Hockey Canada website, they're like listing off all of the players and stats, and it's like 5,544 games played in the NHL. Which they should just have replaced that with one Jager of NHL games, right?
Dang.
I thought that was funny.
The Olympic athletes of Russia are currently the favorites to win the gold medal at Pyeongchang.
Which is funny, Canada, they shouldn't have a team.
Yeah. Canada and Sweden are tied for the second best odds, but they're like four times less as likely.
Where are you checking the odds?
This is on odds as of February 6th.
Tay's phone, obviously.
Bodog. Yeah.
These Canadian jerseys are awesome, too. I really like these Canadian jerseys. Yeah.
We should probably let people know that Tay is a coworker of ours.
Yes.
Who, I guess he's only a coworker of mine now. But,
yeah.
But a coworker who is very into sports betting and brings it into every conversation you have with him. But...
Accurate.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. I don't think we've ever been in this position before, which is great. But I don't think that's publicly known. Like, I think if you had asked the average Canadian, they'd probably tell you, yeah, we're the favorites to win.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you have, like, Willie D running the team, and he's horrible at deployment. So, we'll see how
he's just
going
to run four lines, man. This is a team
exactly.
that's designed to run four
lines. Let's get Magna in there.
I know.
Oh,
if he could, he'd have Chaput and Magna, for sure.
Think about it, though. If you look back at our lineups, Willie D could have run those lines.
That's true. Right? Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Well, okay, to give him the benefit of the doubt, he did good until he got to the NHL, like, as a coach. He does have a good resume, so I can't hate on him too much.
Yeah.
Something important that needs to be known. Magna's American, so...
Oh, man.
He would forge the documents to get him a Canadian
He would adopt him.
Oh, for sure.
Chaput is Canadian, though, so...
Oh, really? God. I thought he was Spanish.
What? Spanish?
What?
Just kidding. It's just a shitty joke. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, explain the joke, though.
Because he's obviously French, because, you know, he has an accent and his last name is French. It's just a shitty joke.
I can honestly say,
out of all the shitty jokes, why is that the one we have to explain?
I honestly can say I've never heard Chaput speak, so.
Okay, well, you clearly don't watch behind the scenes at the Canucks. Like, you don't follow the YouTube channel or anything like that, so, I mean, I do.
I watch the NHL YouTube channel purely to see dogs drop pucks, and that's it.
Pup drops.
That's kind of cute.
Pup drops.
Shout out to episode one.
I get all of my Canucks behind the scenes news from Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you still use Snapchat? That's surprising.
I mean,
only... Instagram's way
oh,
better.
Oh, wait. No, you're right. I guess you're right. It is Snapchat. I mean, Instagram stories.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to say, how else do you send?
So out of touch. You know, I call everything pics, that's a story Snapchat. Ugh.
Right.
Well, that's fair.
So, Nick, you're kind of known as the king of smack, if you will. Who in our league do you want to call out for any reason?
Like, I don't know if I want to start beef now or if I should just continue onwards with the beef that I have,
Nick,
with you two.
Like I said at the beginning of the episode, you've never been higher. Your horoscope is telling you to leave the league.
You know
burn
what?
Your,
like,
bridges, sir. Burn
your
bridges.
I was looking forward to raging on Steve, but he's been so quiet the past like 2-3 weeks that I can't say anything now. It's just like an old joke. So I was gonna be like, okay, oh my god, Steve, you talk so much. You don't have a life. Ha ha ha. You know, something along the lines of that. I have a partner that's not real because I've never seen him or her. So, you know, I was gonna do that, but I can't. Fergie, thank you so much for making YOLO swag a movement. Your unprecedented hate has only led to its success. Shout out to Kirk. YOLO bag, also aka whatever the fuck, YOLO swag. Also YOLO swag, thank you so much. Great team name, great branding. That's why it's stuck in your head. Dylan, I have diamond earrings, and fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. old joke, for
okay,
those who don't know.
This episode
has
tagged
to come
with
up.
Explicit.
I had to bring it up.
This episode has to be tagged with explicit.
This episode is, okay. Jokes aside, it's been good. It's a good learning experience. Enjoying it. The jokes are fun. I always laugh when you guys make fun out of me on the podcast. It's hilarious.
I have a question for you, Nick.
Sure, what's up?
What are you going to do next year when we kick you out of the league?
Oh, no. My friends, please. Well, I'll just live life before this all happened, I guess. All
right.
Start my own hockey league called YOLO Swag. And then I'll do a podcast called the YOLO Swag Cast.
Nick, I don't know if you know this. You basically just gave a wedding toast instead of a smackdown.
Oh, I know. I'm not good at being mean to people. I'm not good
at
being mean to people on command. It's got to just be organic. You have to be speaking to me. I got to say things back. You know, that's how my humor works.
You can't tell me how humor works as someone who just made the Chaput's clearly Mexican joke.
Coming from Dad's Joke McGee over here, the guy who laughs at his own jokes but no one else laughs. Okay.
My jokes are hilarious.
I've been laughing this
Dylan
whole time.
Laughs. Yeah. I think
this is getting very hostile and I don't like
this. 145 downloads for the last week tell me that I am a comedian of the highest caliber. Okay?
You guys are awesome. I was really looking forward to answering media questions and Twitter questions because that was a pretty fun segment from last week, and I was hoping we'd carry that onwards this week since I'm actually here. But typical Fergie move to go into the deep end of anger and hate. It's a little strange.
All right. That does sound like us, just, you know, people who try to instigate for no reason.
Yeah. I hate that word. Thank you so much for bringing it up.
All right. Do you have anything to plug for the rest of the week, Nick?
Sure. Follow me on Twitter.
@NickSing4.
Yep. Rick and Morty is a great show. I did watch in a week, Dylan, you're right.
that was my detective work. Sorry, I just.
Oh, sorry, sorry. Yeah. Fergie, thank you so much for figuring that out. Great show. You should all watch it. I hope I win the rest of my games in the Hockey League. And I hope Dylan loses the rest of his games in the Hockey League.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Fergie, I hope you also lose all the games so that you don't make the playoffs.
Way ahead of you, man. All right. Okay, cool.
Just do what I do, and that is nothing. Don't play your players, and you'll be good.
Dylan, anything to plug going forward
for the week? We've started posting the charts on Twitter.
Yes.
So look for those. I know we talk about it quite a bit. And
make the charts favorable for my stats? Is that possible?
It's hard when
you can turn them upside down, Bill.
Turn them upside down.
Can we post worst to best? Worst to best, that'd be great.
Okay, next week I will do the chart worst to best, okay? Just for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You should just have like this way for ranking, this way for Nick, and it's just like two different titles.
I mean, if you have the time to make my own chart, that'd be wonderful. I'd feel really good about that.
All right, look for that next week.
Okay.
As always, it's been another episode of the Winter's Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast. Once again, follow us on Twitter at the St. Louis Shoes. Email us at
St. Louis Shoes.
Sorry, email us at YOLOBAG@stlouisshoes.com. Follow us on Twitter at St. Louis Shoes. We have, you know, LimeWire, Angel Fire, GeoCities. Follow us all on there as well.
If you still have Kazaa, you can find our episodes on there.
Follow us on your Kazoo. as always, that's another episode of the Winter's Coming Fantasy Hog Pass. We'll see you next week.
The winner is coming fantasy hockey pass.
New name. St. Louis Shoes, a podcast about the Winter's Coming Fantasy Hockey League with Alex and Dylan with guest Nick.
That's can I become title. A permanent host?
Well, no, you'll just be part of the title.
Okay. But can I be a permanent host now?
No.
Sure, we'll just use sound clips. Okay.
Okay.
As always, you'll be in our soundboard.
We'll see you next week.
You don't
week.
Have to pay That's me. Enough. You can keep all your Patreon money.
Bye.
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 Bye.